This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Take some questions, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. We are going to try to get in Jeff Dowder's Hypothetical America this hour, and also the Dr. Brodsky Stay Healthy segment. Steve, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes, sir. Sir, I'm curious if you are familiar with defamation law and libel law enough to answer questions since you're in the media.
Well, because of what I have to know, I do have to know what the law allows in terms of my comments, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm involved right now in a situation that has been brewing since Tuesday, and it does have to do with the election of my neighbor basically calling me on the phone and harassing me due to the fact that I voted for Senator Kerry. He voted for Bush.
That would be a police matter.
Yes, sir. I understand that, but he's also called me a loser in front of my children. He's called me a loser in front of my wife. In addition, he has visited me in my workplace and made me the object of ridicule in front of my employees.
I would have to have more specifics.
Yes, sir. Well, this gentleman is a neighbor.
Okay.
He lives east of me. Our properties border each other in the Corona area, and he and I have talked politics over the last year. He's a Bush supporter, and I'm a Kerry supporter, and I always will be a Kerry supporter. And that hasn't stopped us from being neighbors. On Tuesday morning, though, I made a pretty significant bet with this man that Senator Kerry would win. It was for $100.
How much?
$100.
Okay.
On Tuesday afternoon, I took off work, and I come home to watch the election. And I could hear him playing a Beatles song. I don't know if you're familiar with the song. He was playing a Beatles song on his CD player, and the song was written by John Lennon and Paul McCartney. It's called I'm a Loser. He was playing the song very loud. We could hear it very plainly on our property. I called his home. I asked him to turn the music off since it was apparent what he was doing. He laughed at me on the phone and hung up the phone. On Tuesday night, this gentleman's wife, who are neighbors, came over to watch the returns with us since we had invited them. And during the course of the evening, when I made the comment that I felt Senator Kerry could win Ohio if they counted the provisional ballots, at that time, he did laugh at me again, and this was in the presence of my wife and my eldest son. And then finally, yesterday, Wednesday, at my place of business, he arrived at 11:30 in the morning at my office. He was driving a brand-new Dodge truck that he had just purchased. He pulled up in front of my office as if to say, hey, look at my new truck. And then he comes into my office wearing his sunglasses. He did not even remove them inside the office. And then he stated, so that my secretary could hear it, that he came to collect the $100 bet that he won. So I went outside. So he's trying to humiliate me in front of my secretary. And I went outside. I gave him the money. Then he laughed again. And looked at me in a condescending way. He got into his truck in our parking lot, which has a lot of dirt and gravel. If you leave the parking lot at a high rate of speed, you create a large amount of dust. And he left the parking lot, peeled out, and left me standing there in a big cloud of dust. And I guess he thought that was funny, too, because my secretary also saw that and, you know, laughed at me. And
well, I don't see anything other than a neighbor and a friend having a good time at your expense because you guys had a bet on the election.
Well, see, I don't see it that way. I contacted this attorney, Dolores Blasingham of Riverside, who says that if he came to my office and peeled out of my parking lot so as to make me look like an idiot and made my secretary laugh at me, and all this because I believe so very much in Senator Kerry that I would have a case of slander and all that.
Well, it doesn't sound like slander. I don't... Slander is if he said something...
Well, what to publicly humiliate me after publicly collecting a bet on a very contentious race?
I don't know. I don't know if you have a legal case. Let me give a phone number out here. Your name is Stephen, right?
Steve Bozell, yes, sir.
Oh, it's Steve?
Yes, sir.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. Why would you get so emotional about this?
Well, because I had said to him, I really believed in Senator Kerry, and I still do, and I said to him, you just watch, Senator Kerry's going to win. And he said, how much do you want to bet? I said, sky's the limit. So he says, well, and then he makes this comment, and he said this in front of my son. He says, well, I don't want to break you. As if to say I'm a poor man or something. She says, $100. I said, you know, you're on. And then he comes to my office to collect and peels out.
When you say peels out...
He
left the parking lot at a high rate of speed.
Yes, sir, and it's gravel and dust. So after he takes my money, He climbs into a brand new Dodge truck, extended cab truck, six tires, six wheels, peels out, and leaves me standing there in a big cloud of gravel and dust. And my secretary was in the office watching this entire thing. When I come back inside, she is very, very evidently laughing.
Well, can I ask you a question, sir? Why not just laugh this off?
Well, I'll tell you why. Because this election represented the hopes and dreams of so many people. And they got crushed. Crushed way, way down. Now, I understand. I'm totally in favor of the democratic process. I can take it like a man. But don't humiliate me. Don't shove my face in it and rub it around. And I paid up. I paid up on the bet. But for him to take the money, come into my office wearing mirrored slip.
Wow, you are emotional, aren't you?
I just feel that this has been a bad time for our country. And for him to humiliate me...
Well, as far as I can tell from what you're saying, Mr. Bozell, the humiliation comes from the fact, a couple of things. You mentioned he played the song I'm a Loser by the Beatles.
Yes, sir.
You also mentioned the fact that he says, I don't want to break you, so I'll only bet you $100. Then when you lose the bet, he comes to collect at your office, comes into your office wearing mirrored sunglasses?
Well, that right there was the crux of my complaint with my attorney. To come into my office wearing sunglasses that are mirrored shades, as if he's the man with no eyes, out of that Cool Hand Luke movie, you know, and then takes my $100 and then peels out. So I look like a total just loser standing there in dust, and he's going off in his big Dodge. And my secretary laughed. Boy, she laughed at me. Man, that hurt.
Where are you right now, sir? I hear, are you outdoors?
Yes, sir, I am. I'm on my property. I'm actually at we have a creek that runs down the south side of our property here, and it's just a place where I come to think and try to just get my head together when I'm having problems.
So it's like a little meditation spot?
It is, yeah. I've just got a little stone bench here that I sit on and just kind of look at the water going down the hill.
All right. I would advise you not to sue this man.
Well, I don't see it that way because in this country you have freedom of speech. Yes, you do. But you do not have the right to call a man a loser in front of his son, and you don't have the right to peel out and leave me standing there looking like everybody's dumb half-wit brother in a cloud of dust after you've taken my $100 and you're going off in your brand new Dodge truck and the guy you wanted for president got elected and the guy I wanted for president, he's not going to do nothing. He's going to go back to Boston or whatever and eat seafood displays and that kind of nonsense.
All right, hold on for a minute, Steve. 1-800-449-8686. This man says he represents a lot of Kerry supporters. He's upset that Kerry lost, but he's trying to take it, but he doesn't think it should be rubbed into his face. And his friend bet him $100 that Bush would win. Obviously, he had to pay off. The man came to collect the $100 at Mr. Bozell's office and apparently peeled out of his lot, leaving Mr. Bozell in a cloud of dust. His secretary was laughing at him. The man was wearing mirrored shades. And this is a guy who was a neighbor of his, Mr. Hutchins. He was wearing mirrored sunglasses, so Mr. Bozell took that as a sign of disrespect. The fact that he said, I'll only bet you $100 because I don't want to break you, he took that as a sign of disrespect because it was said in front of his son. And the fact that Mr. Bozell was laughed at when he had this Mr. Hutchins in his home, when Mr. Bozell said, the election isn't over, they still have to count the provisional votes in Ohio, and the man laughed then, he felt that that was humiliating. And then finally, the man was playing the song I'm a Loser by the Beatles very loudly from his home next door, and Mr. Bozell considers that also emotionally distressing. He wants to sue. And, you know, they talked about legal action around this case, around the Bush election. Legal action, yes, on a multitude of levels. This is an example. A Bush supporter wants to sue a neighbor. A Kerry supporter wants to sue a neighbor. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The world famous Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
If Dracula bit you and you were wearing a garlic necklace, wouldn't you sue the garlic barber? You savvy?
1-800-449-8686. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Mr. Bozell, I know you feel very strongly about the defeat of John Kerry. And so because you feel very strongly about that, how do you know that your neighbor's rubbing it in so much as you're just overly sensitive?
Well, no, that's... No, you know, you don't take a man's money, and you don't wear mirrored sunglasses into a man's place of business. You can ask anybody. That's not my imagination. That guy walked into my place of business, and he had on aviator-style mirrored sunglasses, the kind where you can't see a man's eyes. Boy, I don't know anybody that doesn't make nervous. And then he pulls up in front of my place of business in a brand-new Dodge truck, and I'm telling you, this is about a $65,000 truck. And then takes $100. I didn't know that I'd lose that $100. I thought for sure Kerry would win. I just thought for sure he would. And then peels out, just burns rubber and gets all kinds of traction on the gravel.
Were you hurt by any of the flying gravel?
No.
Were you injured at all?
No. What I'm trying to tell you, the injury was, I'm standing there like a dumb... like some kind of a dumbass in a cloud of dust while he's peeling out with my $100 wearing his mirrored shades and all of this.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over here to David. Hello, David, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hello, Phil.
Yes, sir. You got anything you want to say, David?
Yeah.
Well, what is it?
Just because I think you got a problem with Bush winning, and this guy came over and made a bet. He paid up the bet, and just because he's driving a $65,000 truck doesn't make any more the right to sue him. You have no grounds to sue this man whatsoever. I think you're sore over Bush winning the election and Kerry losing is the whole issue with your problem.
Well, I can see how you'd say that, but how would you feel if some guy pulls up right in front of your place of business in a brand new truck, a truck that you said you wanted to have, and he takes your $100 while he's wearing mirrored shades?
Well, at front, you were just saying you weren't a poor man, so if you've got the money, go buy the truck.
No, but
if that's the point, you don't need to sue the guy because Bush won the election.
No, but
my heavens, just because he wore sunglasses in your office and your secretary laughed at you, you're going to sue the guy and take him to court? The problem with the system right now is we're plugged up with people like you dragging other people to court.
Sir, I think that's very unfair. I'm not clogging up the system. I've got a legitimate claim here. The man walks into my office not just wearing sunglasses, but he's wearing mirrored sunglasses, which you know makes everybody nervous as hell. And he says, I'll take that $100 now. And I go outside, and then he peels out.
Do you think the guy works for the CIA or something just because they have mirrored shades on?
I know Mr. Hutchins, my next door neighbor. I don't know who he works for, but it makes me nervous. I don't know about you, some guy walking in my place of business wearing mirrored shades.
Did you find the fact that he wore mirrored shades into your office a comment that you're some kind of a loser?
I think it was his way of you know, walking tall and being a big shot, yeah.
Well, I don't think playing a song that he was making a point on the issue on the election, and I think you need to realize that Bush won. Suing this guy is not going to get Kerry the election.
You know,
and him coming to your office with shades on is not a violation of the law.
Well, sir, are you a police officer?
You in any way?
No, are you a police officer, sir?
What's that?
Are you a police officer, sir?
No, I am not.
Okay, I heard a radio or something. See, you try to look at him in his eyes, and all you're looking at, you're just seeing yourself staring back at yourself. See, that makes me nervous as hell. I don't know about you.
Is that intimidating?
I find that very intimidating, yes, sir.
What law did he break?
Well, no, this is not a criminal matter, sir. This is a civil matter in terms of intentional infliction of cruelty.
All right, David, thank you for your call, though. I appreciate it. 1-800-449-CRUELTY?
Well, my attorney advises me that it comes under the heading of emotional distress, yes, sir.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Stephen Bozell with me. And Mr. Bozell is, like a lot of Kerry supporters, upset. But he's upset to the point where he's going to sue his next-door neighbor for collecting a $100 bet that they made on the election while wearing mirrored sunglasses and driving a huge new truck and then peeling out, as you put it, which is to leave his gravel and dirt parking lot in front of his business at a high rate of speed. The humiliation factor there, you being left in this cloud of dust.
Absolutely, sir. Not figuratively. I mean, literally. I'm eating this guy's dust, and I put it in the lawsuit. You know, he made me suck his dust, which is humiliating and everything.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Simone, hi. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi. You know, I just want to tell Mr. Bozell that I hope he's recording this so he can play it back later on and listen to himself and how ridiculous he sounds. You know, for him to, he's a sore loser and his friend was a sore winner.
No, ma'am, no, ma'am. I'm not a sore loser. I understand. I'm loyal to Mr. Bush. I wished very deeply that Senator Kerry would have won.
You know what, and so do I, but that's not the point. The point of your friend, you're talking about your neighbor and how you're going to sue him because he peeled out of your parking lot and your secretary laughed at you. You should have just walked in and said, you know what, I guess he was in a hurry to spend my money. That's all you could have said, and it would have been over and done with. But you're carrying on, and now you're going to sue a guy over something so ridiculous.
Ma'am, if I may, to you it's ridiculous. That maybe you'd think it was ridiculous too if somebody called you a loser in front of your kid. Maybe you'd think it was ridiculous too if somebody peels out.
Don't you think you should have walked outside when he went back to his house and said, you know what, you know, with all due respect, I think you owe me an apology. You shouldn't have said that in front of my wife and kid.
But he didn't really say. Well, here's the thing. If I could jump in,
he's a bigger man.
Simone, let me jump in. This is Phil Henry. Steve, did he call you a loser, or was he playing the song "I'm a Loser" by the Beatles?
Well, what's the difference? He's playing this song really loud.
Well, I don't know that the guy's calling you a loser necessarily. He's
playing the song really loud. I can hear it. I called him up and I said, "Turn the music down." I'm a loser by the Beatles. Everybody know that song.
So he played the loser song. He bought a brand new truck and wore mirror sunglasses just to humiliate you.
Ma'am, I don't know if you've ever had anybody walk into your home wearing mirrored sunglasses. It'd make you nervous as hell staring at your own face coming back at you. And
no, I would stand my ground. And if anybody humiliated me in front of my husband and kids, I would certainly have words with them and say, you know, with all due respect, you need to respect me in my own home.
Well, what about him peeling out in a brand new truck?
Get out of it! He was in a rush to have fun with your money. So what? We all, you know, happens in life.
I'll tell you, you're a bigger man than me because.
Well, wait a minute. You took that. You took that peel out to be a sign of see you later, sucker.
Absolutely, yeah. See you later, sucker. And I'm sucking on his dust.
Yeah, and you know what? You should have looked at it as, you know what? I guess he was, you know, in a rush to spend my money. You know,
I've thought about what you said about he's in a rush to spend my money. I don't think it's all that funny. I don't get it.
But you know
it's
what?
It's a way of being self-effacing. It's a way of saying to your secretary, hey, you know, look at that schmuck. And I mean, it's a way of, you know, it's being self-effacing, having a joke at your own expense.
Well,
I can guarantee you right now, your secretary is at home, and she hasn't given that freaking dust-blowing thing a second thought. That's over and done with in her mind.
I hope she's hearing me on the air tonight to know how much she hurt me.
Oh, great. So you want her to be listening to this so she can start thinking about it again.
Well, I don't think any of you understand.
Well, I certainly hope that you would listen this over again and overcome this.
All right, 1-800, thank you very much, Simone. 1-800-449-8686.
Don't think you people understand what I'm trying to say.
All right, Mr. Bozell is suing his next-door neighbor for collecting a $100 bet on the election and then peeling out and leaving him in a cloud of dust in his parking lot. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. 2 feet shorter than models. The Phil Henry Show is back.
Back with Steve Bozell, a Kerry supporter, upset with the defeat of President Kerry, Senator Kerry, to the point where you have sued a neighbor for collecting a $100 bet and peeling out and wearing mirrored shades. And
if I could.
Okay.
If I wasn't so upset and didn't feel that I had been very deeply wronged by him peeling out and wearing mirrored sunglasses, and making me nervous as hell. A man looks at you with mirrored shades on. He's trying to make you think he's got no eyes. And man, what got no eyes? Why else would I be sitting at a pond right now trying to collect myself?
I have no doubt that you're upset. The question is this worthy of your attention?
Well, as I said, I don't understand really that where a lot of your listeners or people, at least that I've talked to and that are coming from. I'm simply trying to say, man, he should not have peeled out, and he should not have come into my office wearing mirrored shades.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Elena, hello, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi, hello.
Hi.
I am just spitting mad right now. This man sounds like a very nice man that's called in and has this problem.
Thank
but
you.
I think he has a problem with people who have nicer things than he does. If the man would have pulled up on a bicycle and given him the $100, would he still have had this problem with this man?
Well, it's not about him having nicer things. It's about knowing how to act when you're collecting on a bet from a guy who you knew wanted Gary to win so very deeply.
Let me interrupt you for a moment. You obviously would know how to act in this situation. I would know how to act in this situation because we are better people. This man is not a better man than you are. That is clear by your story. Why I'm angry is because you have let this man get under your skin.
He's gotten
under your skin, and he's making you do things that a better man would not be doing.
Ma'am, are you saying I'm gay or something?
What?
Are you saying I'm gay?
No, she's saying...
No.
It's not a sexual reference. Look, Mr. Wazell, maybe I'm not in common with you or Elena here. I wouldn't have a problem with a dude pulling up in a truck and wearing mirrored shades. I mean, some guys wear mirrored shades. Frankly, a guy wearing mirrored shades says more about him than it does about me. You know, I look at a guy wearing mirrored shades and I laugh because those dudes are, like, so obvious. Or maybe the guy's going skiing, for all I know, you know. And because the guy's got a brand new truck. Now, pulling out and peeling out is kind of a rude, stupid thing to do. But by the same token, those trucks have a lot of torque and you don't know... You know, maybe he didn't know he was sending up a lot of dust, especially since it's brand new. Maybe it's got some kind of rear-wheel drive that's, I don't know.
Look, you're making all kind of excuses for him, but you won't even give me the, and I'm sitting at a pond.
No, sir, please, may I say something?
Yes, ma'am.
I truly think you're a good man. I can hear it in your voice. My point is, you're such a good man. Why let this idiot bother you like this? What? An idiot. He's an absolute idiot. And you know what?
If he said those things in front of your children, you
should, instead of going over there and arguing with him about insulting you in front of your children, you should go in your house with your children and say, look, kids, you know something? There's people in this world that are like that, and we're better people than that. We don't have to listen to that. You know I'm not a loser.
I know I'm not a loser,
and that man is wrong for doing
you're
that.
You're right, Elena. You're absolutely right. And the other thing he did, too, that got under my skin is, you know, there was a bowl of, my wife had a bowl of these, I guess you'd say, mixed nuts, cocktail nuts, that kind of thing on the table as we're watching the election returns, and I see him bouncing them up and down in his hand and popping them in his mouth like he thinks he's so cool, you know?
Well, you know, I don't get what's wrong with that.
Well
Elena, you understand what I'm saying, Elena, right?
Well,
guy doing that, thinking he's so cool.
I understand.
Boy, that really pisses me off.
That does not mean I agree with you. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, but
why is this man even in your house?
Wait a minute. What difference does it make?
I'm talking to the lady right now because she knows what I'm saying.
The guy's popping nuts into his mouth, so what?
Well, Lena, would you explain to Mr. Andrew, please?
Well, no.
Well, wait a minute.
So what?
Well, no,
I think you're letting the little things bother you.
Well, you know what I mean about the mirrored shades.
Over the whole big situation.
She knows what. You know what I mean about the mirrored shades.
So what I feel is
the mirrored shades in the truck, but not the nuts.
Next time you see this man out in his yard, you wave to him and you tell him to have a nice day. You know why? Because you are the better man. Why should you go to a lawyer? You know what's going to happen? You're going to waste your time. You're going to waste your money. You're going to cause yourself more emotional distress over this whole thing.
Well,
and God bless you. I believe you're a good man. Don't put yourself through this.
Thank you.
The better man.
Well, thank you. The only reason I'm at the pond right now is I don't want to have a drink because I do have an alcohol problem.
Well, don't drink, man.
Well, yeah, but every time I think of him popping those nuts into his mouth like he's some kind of a big shot.
Look, dude, a lot of people throw nuts into their mouth.
I'll bet they do. And after I paid him, he yelled at me, hey, Bozell, I'm going to the bank. Do you need anything? Man, what a piece of garbage.
Okay, look, Elena, thank you for your call. You're a very, very kind lady. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
1-800-449-8686. Popping nuts into his mouth.
Well, he did.
And the guy said, hey, Bozell, I'm going to the bank.
Okay, you can rot right in the fifth ring.
I can rot in the fifth ring. What is it with the fifth ring? How about the third or fourth ring of hell? Steve Bozell, who is suing his next-door neighbor because he looked a little too cocky after Bush won. He was popping nuts into his mouth, peeling out in his new truck, and wearing mirrored shades.
Famous Bill.